The federal government issued its first foreign policy blueprint for the first time in 14 years, calling it a comprehensive framework to advance Australia's security and prosperity in what it calls a contested and competitive world. Part of it relates to concerns and security risks of China's activities in the South China Sea. China has responded, its foreign ministry spokesman Liu Kang calling on Australia to stop raising concerns about the territory dispute.
Australia is not directly involved in the South China Sea issue. It has said repeatedly it does not take sides on the land dispute concerning the South China Sea islands and atolls. So we would like to advise Australia to abide by its commitment and stop making irresponsible remarks on the South China Sea issue.
Beijing has claimed the South China Sea, pitting it against Taiwan and four Southeast Asian nations. Their various claims overlap in the waterways, which is international sea lanes and potential undersea deposits of oil and gas. Mr. Liu Kang said all parties concerned have returned to seeking resolution to disputes through dialogue and negotiation.
The countries of the South China Sea, including China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations countries, are making joint efforts to maintain the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We're working towards this direction, so we hope that countries outside this process can respect these efforts.
Communist Party-owned newspaper The Global Times reported that Australia has become something of a distant propaganda outpost, agitating for neighbours to be wary about China. Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop has brushed off the criticism. She told the ABC that she had a meeting with the Chinese ambassador to Australia yesterday and that he was positive about the Australia-China relationship.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs described our analysis of the Australia-China relationship as objective, and the feedback that I have had from senior Chinese officials is that they respect the stand we've taken in the white paper. It's the first comprehensive analysis of our international engagement in over 14 years, and I believe it sets forth a very realistic, clear-eyed and pragmatic approach as to how we can use foreign policy to further our national interests, both strategically and economically.
The foreign policy paper highlights increasing security concerns, cyber and transnational crime, and interference by foreign powers as major issues that are predicted to worsen over the coming decades. National security analyst Professor Rory Medcalf says the white paper reads like a national security strategy.
And yes, a bit like our defence white papers, this gives guidance to all of the government officials and all of the private sector partners that they have, that there is a direction Australia needs to pull together in. So I guess it's a bit of a call for national unity, national inclusiveness in some pretty troubled times.